This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. The headline for Daniel Howe's column in Detroit News today is Presidential Circus Misreads Auto Comeback Michigan. Mr. Howe joins us now via Skype. You start out with a quote from Republican frontrunner Donald Trump, who had claimed, "I'll get Michigan because we're going to get the car industry back." What's that say about the national narrative and the political beliefs about Michigan and the auto industry?
That they're not paying attention. And I mean that seriously. I mean, it confounds me to no end to listen to the narrative and the presidential campaign, to listen to the national reporters who follow that cavalcade around the country, who come in here, and you would think that it's 1979. And they certainly haven't been paying attention to what's been happening the last 7 years since the auto bailout. And these are fundamentally different companies. One of the frustrations that the companies have is that certainly Wall Street does not recognize that, and you can see it in the valuations. But I think you see it in the perceptions of people who are perception makers, and that's very troublesome.
You went through an extensive list of points about how the auto industry has improved and how it really shouldn't go back to what it was. Can you summarize that for us?
Well, we've got a lot fewer plants. We're building more product with fewer people than any time in the history of this industry. The profit margins are in double digits. The return on invested capital is fabulous. And I think that's only going to continue. I mean, we're at a point right now where the break-even lines for these companies is so low that you would have to have a savage recession, actually worse than we saw in 2008 and 2009, for them to start to lose money in North America. That is pretty remarkable. I mean, there hasn't been that kind of profitability in this industry in most people's lifetime. They're listening to this program. And yet, you get kind of this sad sack condescension from people as they come through here. And it's very frustrating. I happened to have been on the phone yesterday afternoon with one of my contacts at the United Auto Workers. And we talked about this briefly. And he said, you know, it's just so frustrating that people just don't see, and he means the same group of people, the talking heads and the politicians, that they just don't seem to understand what's happening here. And this has real-world implications for this industry and this town, starting with, as I mentioned, Wall Street. I mean, the valuations of these companies is very low compared to the profitability that they're generating and are likely to generate for some period of time.
How much has this have to do with the news media narrative outside of Michigan?
Well, I think it has to do a lot with that. And let's be honest, Detroit's dysfunction, and I use that as a metaphor for the auto industry, Detroit's dysfunction, and frankly, the cities, has really shaped these images for a very long time. And we all know that this was a downward spiral that was decades in the making, both in terms of the industry and in terms of the city. And it's only been in the last 6 or 7 years that we've really started to reverse that. And we've certainly had a big assist from A, the taxpayers in the auto bailout, and B, the national economy, and C, the bankruptcy of Detroit. Without those three things, we may not be having this conversation. That said, at the end of the day, all of those things were executed by people. People living and working in this community. In some cases, they were experts in the Detroit bankruptcy brought in from the outside, or even in the case of a couple of the car companies, you had some outside management that came in. But a company like General Motors today is really run by, in large part, people who have been at General Motors for the whole of their careers. And the same thing at Ford Motor Company. These are not accidents. But I think, like you see a lot of the times, people don't spend the time to burrow into this stuff. It's not what they live with. We live with it. I've been covering it in a lot of different guises for a long time and have written a lot of things that some people around here don't really like or haven't liked because it's been critical. But I think now we're on the other side of this, and the question now is going to become, can we continue to manage this prosperity and the adversity that's likely to come at some point? We just don't know when.
Daniel Howes is the business columnist for the Detroit News. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.